Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm John Mowinkle. On today's program, we visit with Knoxville High School homecoming king and queen Mason Murphy and Jalen Nelson.
Jalen, I'll start with you. I heard you talk to Derek earlier this week.
Yes.
And it sounds like you were pretty surprised to be named the queen, huh?
Yes, I'm very surprised. And me and Derek were joking that I should talk to my dad about how to speak on the radio. So, yeah, I was so shocked, but I'm very grateful for the experience, yeah.
Well, you're doing a good job so far. Mason, I'll ask you here, what did it mean for you to be named the king here? Was it a surprise?
Oh, man, it was definitely a surprise. I'm just happy I got the support of everybody out here to vote for me, and I think just being a good guy is kind of what did that, and I just want to keep that positivity spreading around. So I'm very happy that I got that honor. So
you're a good guy, right?
You know, I like to think so. You know, some people might tell you otherwise, but don't listen to them.
Well, I'll ask you here, Jalen. Well, I guess what was the process like? Of, you know, what kind of did you have to? Was it just you were just nominated and you got elected to the court? Is that kind of work?
Yeah, senior class votes who's on the court, and then the entire school gets to vote on who wins queen and king. So yeah, I'm just very grateful for everybody and their support. It's a big honor.
I'll kind of ask you here how the school year has gone here so far. Obviously, incredibly different here this year, having to wear masks out here even though we're outside. I'm sure kind of a good way to start your senior year here, right?
Yes. The school year has been very different, but it's also been good. I'm really glad we can be in the school. That's great. And, yeah, being named queen is great. It makes it feel a little bit more like homecoming. This is something that we actually get to do, which is really fun. And, yeah, I'm just so grateful.
So, Mason, are you on the football team, or what are some of the things you're involved in here in Knoxville?
Well, you know, I've actually been trying to play basketball for a few years now. Some complications I've been through, but I will be on the team this year. Very excited to test my skills, you know, just be out there with everyone, camaraderie. That's all I really care about. And, yeah, it's just great to be involved in activities and be able to have something like this happen, even with all the pandemic and everything going around. So really feels good to be out here tonight.
School year going pretty well other than that, though?
I think the school year is going great. I think the people that are in school are really coming together a little more this year just because I feel like they're thankful that they can even be here. So I'm just happy that we can even have the chance to go and experience our senior year with everybody. So.
For sure. Jalen, I'll ask you, what activities are you involved in here in Knoxville?
I run cross country and track. I love the team. It's a great sport. If any underclassmen are wanting to run, they should run cross country. It's amazing, and I love it so much.
Well, and you and all the candidates had some sort of quote that they, as they were being introduced, I'll ask you to what your quotes were. What was yours, Jalen?
For the underclassmen, I said, seek respect, not attention. It lasts longer. I feel like that's been my big thing. I always want to be respected and well known. So, yeah, that's what I've been following. And my life motto was, mistakes are proof that you're trying, that everybody trips up sometimes, but it's showing that you are putting effort out there.
For sure. Well, and speaking of respect, you should get more of that now that you're
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. Mason, what was yours?
Basically, it was, you know, live your life, follow your dreams, and show everybody else that doubted you what you can do. Because, you know, I want to be able to follow my dreams while I have the chance, even through the midst of all this. And maybe one day I can come back and support the town people in Knoxville, help them out, and just be a part of everybody's life. That's what I want to do. So. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, I'll ask you here, what are your future plans after high school?
My future plans, I'm going to go to some sort of college. I don't know if it's going to be community or university yet for business, because I want to make some money, hopefully be a big comedian one day or an actor or something like that. I want to be able to be known so I have a voice, a bigger voice, so that people can listen. So.
Very nice. And Jalen, what about you?
I plan to attend a four-year university. I'm not sure which one yet, and I want to major in psychology.
All right. Well, do you guys know each other very well? Are you pretty good friends with each other, or what's kind of the situation there?
Yeah, you know, we've had classes through the years, and, you know, I definitely voted for Jalen to get on the ballot, and I really wanted her to have this opportunity, and it's just so cool to have Jalen be the queen and I'm the king, so I'm just very happy for both of us. I think we're pretty good friends most of the time.
Mason and I have been pretty good friends. I love this guy. He's always so positive and always brings a fun mood. I'm so happy he got this. He truly deserves it.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, do you want to give a pitch for people to come out to the game tomorrow, cheer on their Panthers tomorrow night?
Hey, guys, let's get this going, you know, homecoming week. Let's get this. We're going to get the W. Everybody come out and go Panthers.
Yeah, come out to the game, have some fun, cheer on the football team, and go Panthers.
Thanks to Knoxville High School homecoming king and queen Mason Murphy and Jalen Nelson for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of today's interview or would like to listen to past programs, go to KNIAKRLS.com and click podcasts.